My name is Ingo Mayrönker. I'm working with Campana and Schott. I think you've attended the keynote. For those who doesn't, Campana and Schott, we are Platinum sponsor here at the project conference. We have a big booth, number 300, down in the hall. We're on the market since 1992, have 11 offices, 200 employees around the world, 800 projects delivered successfully to our customers. We focus on project management and social collaboration, and we are not here to talk about Campana and Schott. I directly jump into the app topic. My question to you, what do you think in 2008, how long did it take to sell 1 billion apps? Just state some numbers. A year. Okay. So it took 9 months to sell 1 billion apps. And now, what do you think? How long does it take? A week, almost. They say 2 billion apps each week. That's phenomenal, I think. If you put it on a graph, it's exponential. So the app market is simply exploding. That's why we are talking about apps today. Microsoft is pushing the cloud topic. And so what we are focusing today is, I quickly go into what is an app, very quickly, how is app set up, what apps do we focus on today, and then I go into a live demo. I will demo three, maybe four apps we provide from Campana and Schott. I said 2007, there was no market on apps. 2008, Steve Jobs introduced the App Store, and all these mobile apps, they kicked off. The statistics I got you, it was just on mobile phones. Right now, we are having a market where we have apps on each phone, on the Office Store, on websites, on televisions, and even I just read an announcement from Samsung. They deployed a washing machine with an app. I am not sure what the purpose is of an app on a washing machine, because it should wash, but nevertheless, we're having apps everywhere. Everywhere we show, we look, we have apps. What is an app? An app is a tiny application focusing on user and trying to solve a tiny topic. Basically, with Microsoft perspective, we are talking about three stores. We're having the Windows Phone. Who of you is using Windows Phone? Myself. And are you using apps there? Besides the standard apps, did you download some marketplace apps? More or less. We're having Windows 8. Who of you is using Windows 8 as an operating system? 3, 4, and whoever installed an app there from the marketplace? Well, 1, 2, okay. And last but not least, there's the Office market, Office Store with SharePoint Store and Project Store. Have you ever downloaded an app into your Project Online, SharePoint Online tenant? Okay, some of you. Today we will focus on the Microsoft Office Store and on the marketplace for SharePoint and Project. What you need for this is just an online tenant or an on-premise version for of Microsoft Project, Microsoft SharePoint with access to the store. That's what you basically need. If you're interested in what you need, what are the basics, Dean Cleaver from Microsoft is giving another session. It's session Charge Up Microsoft with Microsoft Project with Apps. It's tomorrow at 3:15. So if you're interested, attend the session. There are more background information. It's a 75-minute presentation there. How do you install an app? Basically, you go to office.com/store or an ENUS store. The link is down here. You search for your app you want to install. For example, I've searched for Campana. Here are our four apps we provide currently. And then you just select the app and add it to your SharePoint workspace, project sites, project PWA, whatever you have. That's the requirement, how you get to an app. And now I would jump into the demo. And the F1 guy is not here, so maybe the color is a little flashed. and I will go into the apps we provide. We have four apps. It's announced to have three apps here in this presentation. And hopefully, if time is left, I will do the fourth app as well. Yes. I did my homework. I did the technical checkup yesterday, and here we go. Great. Then I'm just about to start with a live demo. Oh, it's the wrong size. It's too small. It's too small. This is too big. Okay, then we do it with this color friction. So I just need to switch to the presentation. Maybe you can help me out with this. We had it on the screen 10 minutes ago.
The presentation? No, this.
It's the demo. Okay, great. So I'm sorry about the colors. If you need great colors, we have touchscreen display down in our booth. We are talking about four apps. I hope it's okay for you. We have one milestone trend analysis app. Milestone trend analysis keeps track on your schedule. You have, with one blink of an eye, you get information what's the status of your project. We have a multi-project editor. Multi-project editor means you can bulk modify your projects, multiple projects at a time. We have CS Taskboard. It's an app to visualize your tasks and to visualize your task in a matrix and to drag and drop and update your task visually. And we have a risk matrix where you have a heat map on your risks and you can evaluate your risks quite clearly and update your risks with drag and drop. So I start up with the milestone trend analysis app. Who has ever seen the milestone trend analysis? Just your fingers, please. Okay, then I quickly explain how milestone trend analysis works. You have basically two axes. You have six milestones here. Each milestone is no, it's fine. Then we go. Each milestone is plotted into this graph area. We have three milestones here tracked for each snapshot date. So you take snapshots of your milestones. Each milestone is historized in a SharePoint list in the back end. And you have your snapshot dates here on the X axis. And you have on the vertical axis, you have the milestone dates. What you see here with a blink of an eye, you have a horizontal line. If the milestone, if you have a horizontal trend, the milestone is stable. If the line is falling, your milestone gets early. If your line is rising, your milestone is getting delayed. So what you see here is that the project for the first 3 weeks, for example, for the first 3 weeks, was stable. Then we got a delay, and after three snapshots, we made some time good, and we are a little early. That's how you read the milestone trend analysis, and it's quite easy to take a snapshot. Just hit the button, and you will get two new bubbles here, and you see that since the last snapshot, the project plan is quite stable. So it's quite easy. You install the app for a project or for the PWA. If you install it for the PWA, you get a drop-down with all your projects you have access to, and you can take snapshots for it. If you install it to the project side of a single project, you only can track this single dedicated project. That's how you read it. That's the milestone trend analysis tiny app. Back to the apps. We have a multi-project editor. Yeah? Uh, It's currently all the milestones on level one in your project plan. So the most important milestones. Other questions? Good, then we go ahead with the multi-project editor. Multi-project editor, as I said, is a tool where you can bulk modify your project. If you know Microsoft Project Server, you need to go to the project center, select a single project, go to the project, edit that project, edit your data, save the project, recheck in the project, and then you open the other project in order to change some things. In case you're working for a PMO, project management office, it's quite nasty to update multiple projects. Here, with multi-project editor, you get a grid of all your projects you're allowed to see. You get in the columns, you get all the enterprise custom fields you have. And what you can do is you can, of course, select, hide, and unhide other fields you have in your PWA. For example, last actions and next actions are fields that I have hidden, not relevant for this demo, but you can, of course, edit this data as well. So I hide this again, so you can select your own fields you would like to see and update here in multi-project editor grid. And we will focus on those five fields here. To edit these fields, I go a little down here where it's blank. I can select one, two, three projects, for example. I edit those projects. Now the projects are getting checked out for me. For other people, it's read-only. And now I can go ahead and edit information in here. I can change information. I can add a project sponsor like IT department, like R&D, and I can select the project status, red, yellow, green. I select green. I do all my changes I would like to do. I click on save, and the projects are getting updated in a row, bulk modified, and after the update is done, the projects are getting checked in back and are available for the others. Information are getting published immediately. Yeah. Yeah, filtering is not available right now. You can sort it by just, for example, click on the column header, and then it's sorted by that column. It's not really filtering, but filtering is not available currently. We put it in the next release. Other questions? Great. Then we go on with CS Taskboard. CS Taskboard, the idea was generated when my home office is in Cologne in Germany. I went to Frankfurt and I had this big task board, paper-based task board with post-its on the wall. And in Frankfurt, I didn't get access to this task board, and I needed an intern to take a picture to send me my tasks. That was the idea for the task board, CS task board. It's basically, this app is deploying a SharePoint list in the back end and displaying each task item here as a card. You can double-click the card, and you get access to the SharePoint element. And you have all information, like in the SharePoint list, available. And the feature is that you can take a card, drag and drop this card, and the SharePoint list in the backend is updated automatically. And then you can move it and move it back again, double-click, and with all the features enabled in SharePoint, you get the version history and can track down who edited what. We have link integration there, so you move over there, and Sarah Davis is currently not available, but you get the presence indicator here, and you can instant message call or do the video call. I think if you know link, you're familiar with this view. We have another feature in here. It's Attack Cloud. So it's displays categories and assignment fields here. And you can use it to filter the tasks within the taskboard. So you click on project management tasks, and the taskboard is filtered immediately. You would like to have project management and R&D tasks, and it's filtered. And all those tasks who are assigned to Sarah Davis and Pavel Bansky, only those should be shown. And if you would like to search for design, you can quickly search the entire taskboard for your task, for your desired task. That's CS taskboard. If you would like to clear these filters, just close the section and you have all tasks available back in your CS taskboard. Any questions? Pardon? Ah, of course. You can create a new task here. It's this one. You can create a new task demo. I save it. It's here, and you can move it, drag it, drop it, and edit at this task. And for example, assign people like Sarah Davis. And that's how it works. Pardon? No, it's not synced to a project schedule, this task. This task is in the SharePoint list that's deployed with CS Taskboard. Click here, and the list is opening in the back end. And you see the new task here assigned to Sarah Davis. You can assign categories and so on. But that's basically CS Taskboard. It deploys a list, and for this list, pre-configured CS Taskboard. Well, to finish up, we have the fourth app. It's a risk matrix. It's basically the same technology than CS Taskboard, but it's showing not tasks, it's showing risks here. And this should be red, this is yellow, and this is green. It's plotting the probability of a risk. It's plotting the impact of a risk. So if you have a low probability and a low impact, it's green. If you have a high high probability and critical impact, it's red. And so with this blink of an eye, you get a pretty good overview what the risk situation is in your company or in this particular project. It's working like the same. You can drag and drop and update the risks. You can double click. It's the same features than in the task board. You have this tech cloud available here. You can filter these tasks and search for your these risks and search for your risks. Back to the presentation. Any questions to the task to the apps? Okay, what we've seen is how those tiny apps can increase your productivity as a project manager, as a team member. Depends where you add this app. We've seen a milestone trend analysis. We've seen a multi-project editor, a task board, and a risk matrix. If you have any more questions, if you would like to see how it's working with touch-enabled screens, come up to our booth. Our booth is number 300, the Blick Campana and Schott booth, if you enter the hall on the right side. If you are interested in winning a surface, just get down. Let your badge scanned, so we can scan your badge and you're liable for winning a Surface Pro 2. So if you have any other questions, I would be happy to answer them. Yeah, there's. Those apps are working with projects 2013 and Project Online. So Project Online and 2013 is the same code base. Both is working. Those apps are available in the App Store. You can also install it to an on-premise version. And feel free to go to the App Store. We have all apps are available for 30 days trial for up to 5 users. Just go there, download them, add them to your sites, and you're fine. We have a WebPart solution. It's the CS Taskboard and the risk matrix. We have it available for 2010 as well as a WebPart solution, not as an app. Well, it's fine. So if you have questions for this one, just come up to the booth and I can demo you the other CS Taskboard. So if you have questions, feel free to come out to our booth. And yeah, that's the end of my session. I hope you've enjoyed it, even if the colors have been a little flashed. but functionality should be there. Okay, thank you very much.